This is KJZZ's Sun Up, your daily news update from here in Phoenix on our state and region. I'm Phil Latzman, your host for this podcast, a daily digest of the news events here in Arizona, as reported by our KJZZ news team. Welcome to Wednesday, dub to dub on this May the 20th. We are at the crest and headed towards the weekend. Let's keep rolling and do the news. Well, Arizona has seen one of the sharpest drops in Obamacare enrollment since Congress let subsidies expire for the Marketplace health plans at the end of last year. Catherine Davis-Young has more.
About 357,000 Arizonans signed up for health coverage this year through the Affordable Care Act Marketplace. That's a 16% drop from last year. Only three other states saw larger declines in enrollment, according to the health policy research organization KFF. Most Arizonans using Marketplace plans had been receiving enhanced premium tax credits, which significantly lowered costs. Now that those credits have expired, enrollees are paying about 60% more per month for coverage. KFF projects enrollment could decline further as the year goes on and people find they can't afford the higher costs. Catherine Davis-Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, Representative Adelita Grijalva is calling on the Trump administration to release a Tucson woman who was detained by ICE on Monday. Security footage shows agents forcing their way into Carlo Toledo's home before taking her into custody. Grijalva says those agents did not have a warrant and that Toledo was protected by DACA, the Obama-era program that protects undocumented people brought to the U.S. as children from deportation.
Carla has legal status in this country. She is a member of our community, has dedicated herself to education, advocacy.
A Department of Homeland Security spokesperson did not provide a reason why Toledo was detained in spite of her DACA status, but the agency has defended deporting DACA recipients in the past. Well, Phoenix has launched a public survey to help rename a park and community center. The installments near 35th Avenue and Baseline Road are currently named for disgraced labor icon Cesar Chavez. Phoenix leaders moved to wipe his name from public spaces after the New York Times reported allegations that Chavez sexually assaulted underage girls and raped fellow organizer Dolores Huerta. The survey is open through June 14th. The Republican Arizona Senate president says lawmakers and Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs are making progress in budget negotiations and could finalize a deal by early June. From the politics desk, here is Wayne Shutsky.
Hobbs and Republican lawmakers have spent most of this year stuck in a budget stalemate that came to a head when she vetoed a GOP spending plan that passed out of the legislature without Democratic support. That came after Hobbs walked away from negotiations due to disagreements over education funding.
But I will say, now that the governor's back at the table, we are making progress. We're meeting almost every single day.
Senate President Warren Peterson says both sides are now working through the finer points of the multi-billion dollar budget plan.
It is an incredible amount of work to put a budget together, because you got to literally go every line and you talk about the line and you build the consensus on the line. Then you gray out that line.
He estimated they are 97% of the way to a budget agreement. Wayne Shutsky, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, in the U.S. Senate, they have given their final sign-off on President Trump's pick to oversee the country's Bureau of Land Management. We have more from the Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen.
Senators voted on party lines Monday, 46-43, to confirm Steve Pierce as Bureau of Land Management head and to approve more than 40 other Trump nominees simultaneously. Pierce is a former Republican congressman from New Mexico. Ranching and Energy Group supported him. Darian Fernandez, a member of the town council in Taos, New Mexico, says he's concerned that Pierce could further Trump's oil and gas agenda.
Without any care to sensitive critical habitats for wildlife or the needs of locals in communities.
Environmental groups raised concerns about Pierce's prior business with the oil industry and his past advocacy for selling public lands. In the confirmation process, Pierce said large-scale sales wouldn't be allowed without congressional approval. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
A federal judge is once again weighing whether to intervene on behalf of a former Phoenix police sergeant fired for his behavior at an anti-ICE student protest in January. Matthew Casey has the latest on that.
Dustin Mullen was recently fired by the Phoenix police chief after spending weeks on paid leave during an internal investigation. Now Mullen is asking to be put back on paid leave and for the judge to consider whether he was retaliated against for exercising his right to free expression. Lawyers for the chief and city write that Mullen was fired for behavior unrelated to protected speech. They also write that his having gone masked and armed to a student protest in Chandler, intending to provoke crime, was antithetical to the police department's core values. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
The state Senate has approved Governor Katie Hobbs' pick to lead the Arizona National Guard, despite strong objections from one Republican accused him of not having enough military experience. Also from the politics team, here's Cameron Sanchez with that.
Lawmakers approved Adjutant General John Conley to lead the State Department of Emergency and Military Affairs. In that role, he'll oversee the Arizona National Guard. Conley has 40 years of experience in the field and was a JAG officer, but State Senator Wendy Rogers insisted he's unqualified because he never served in active combat. Rogers, a former Air Force pilot, argued that qualification is essential with the U.S. currently at war in Iran. For his part, Conley told lawmakers that the head of DEMA isn't the one leading literal battles when the National Guard is deployed, and Rogers didn't manage to get her Republican colleagues on board with rejecting Conley. He passed with bipartisan support. Cameron Sanchez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
University of Arizona graduates voiced their disdain for artificial intelligence during their commencement address. Former Google CEO Eric Schmidt spoke to graduates on Friday, and Taylor Griffith has more.
Boos could be heard the moment Schmidt took the stage. They grew once the topic turned to artificial intelligence and its growing influence in the workplace and daily life.
It will touch every profession, every classroom, every hospital, every laboratory, every person, and every relationship you have. I know what many of you are feeling about that. I can hear you. There is a fear.
A recent ZipRecruiter poll of 1,500 class of 2026 graduates found that half believed AI will reduce the number of entry-level roles. Gallup has also been tracking Gen Z's sentiments towards AI and found an 18-point drop in hopeful feelings about the technology over the last year. Taylor Griffith, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, trails at Camelback Mountain are closed after several hikers were stung by a swarm of bees. The Phoenix Fire Department responded Tuesday morning to reports of a hiker stung by a bee at the base of Choya Trail. Mike Johnson is a spokesperson for Phoenix Fire.
On our way to the mountain, we're getting more calls that there were multiple hikers up Choya Trail and towards the top of the mountain that were also being stung.
Johnson says 8 hikers suffered minor injuries from bee stings, 1 transported to the hospital for further evaluation. The Choya and Echo Canyon trails will be closed until further notice. Well, Sonora, the Mexican state bordering Arizona, is leading the country for cases of dengue so far this year. From the Fronteras desk in Hermosillo, Nina Kravinsky has more.
Mexico is reporting 450 total cases of dengue so far this year in Sonora, about 100 more cases than the next highest state. That's far more than the total number of cases in Sonora this time last year, which was in the single digits. The state has so far not reported any deaths from the mosquito-borne illness, which includes symptoms like a high fever and joint pain. Last year, Sonora topped Mexico states for total numbers of dengue cases, and more than 2,500 for the whole year with 5 deaths. Nina Kravinsky, KJZZ News, Hermosillo.
In sports, a big ninth-inning comeback win for the D-backs. Ketel Marte hit a game-winning 3-run homer with 2 outs in the bottom of the ninth to give Arizona a 5-3 win over the Giants. Last night at Chase Field, D-backs rallied from 3-1 down going into the ninth inning, and capped by Marte's game-winning shot off Giants reliever Matt Gage. And Arizona improves to 24-23. They're over 500 for the first time since May 1st, and they'll go for the sweep today, the D-backs, in a matinee at Chase Field. Basketball, Mercury lose, though, at home to one of the WNBA's newest teams, the Toronto Tempo, 98-90. 3-point shooting, the difference in the game. Toronto made 15 of them, and the Merc just 4 of 23. The Tempo's Brittany Sykes at 31 to lead the way, and the Merc drops to 2-3 on the season. And that will do it for this edition on a Wednesday of KJZZ's Sun Up, Arizona's morning news podcast. This May 20th. I'm Phil Latzman. Thanks so much for being with us. And we will, of course, do it again tomorrow. We'll talk to you then.